Hey, Saints, it's Ray with Divine Jams Gospel Network, your Christian music marketing promoter. Welcome to another exciting episode where I briefly dive into the world of gospel music marketing. On today's episode, I'll highlight valuable insights from our article titled Allocating a Budget Strategically for Effective Online Gospel Music Marketing. But before I do, I want to remind you to head over to divinejams.com and from the menu, connect to the news blog to read the full article, okay? I'll be discussing it today, but only a highlight of it. So you will want to get to the news blog where you will see more information. It's packed with detailed examples of the amount that you can potentially spend on types of services. And it also has references that will help you make the most out of your marketing budget. Okay, so let's get to it right after this.
You're now tuned in to Divine Jams Podcast, bringing you inspiration and talented artists and the story behind the music. Here's the founder of Divine Jams Gospel Network and your host, Brother Ray.
When it comes to promoting your gospel music online, having a strategic marketing plan is essential. For this example, what I would do is just use a budget of about $5,000. Which is, you know, a realistic small budget for some, maybe big for others, but it has the potential for great conversions. And with any budget, you're going to want to make sure that every dollar is allocated wisely to maximize your reach, engagement, and impact, right? The article published at Divine Jams News Blog explores in detail the various online marketing campaigns and how you can effectively invest your budget. Now, keep in mind that as an artist, the article also assumes that you already have the content and media needed for marketing. If you need more information about that, leave a comment wherever you are listening to this specific episode, and we can get the information to you. But for the sake of time, let's just go over the areas where you want to invest your budget. Okay, so the first and not necessarily in this chronological order is social media advertising. Platforms such as, but not limited to, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, they offer powerful target options that allow you to reach specific demographics and your fan base. By investing in engaging ad content, running like campaigns, paid ad campaigns, promoting your music videos, your live performances, the behind the scenes or the making of the music, those things can effectively expand your audience and increase engagement. Why? Well, here's the deal. Anytime it comes to using our senses as humans, the eye is, you know, it's powerful. The visuals is just so, you know, stimulating. And then when you enhance that with the audio, those two maximum senses that we use really, really get us that attention more so than anything else. It's already known that videos and visuals are the number one item used for or the number one medium used for marketing. So, I mean, it's just common and it's just a fact that, you know, when you start projecting visuals, you certainly will get the attention more so than anything else. Now, the quality, given, you know, the quality has to be there and it has to be something captivating and stimulating. Need I not say that? But you definitely want to focus on doing visuals so that it will give you that added perk when it comes to your fan base. But again, the article will provide more details on how to enhance the media with certain tools and resources. Another great strategy is collaborating with influencers in the gospel music community. So by partnering with these like influential or figures or people on YouTube channels, you can leverage their audience base and gain credibility. So, you know, you will probably say, well, Ray, how do I get, you know, to, you know, connect with these people and how do I get them to focus me? Well, just like anything, you're going to have to do the icebreaker, you know, because just, you know, as it's mentioned, maybe other people are trying to get their attention as well. Maybe they have some services. You can always look in their specific video, and usually people will have a description and they will add information such as if you need X, Y, and Z, you know, hit me up. Other than that, you can just start commenting, letting them know that you are there, you know, engage with them, ask questions on their video so that they can see you more so than anything else, right? So yeah, engage with them just like you want people to engage with your content. You're gonna have to do the same for them if you wanna catch their attention. And yeah, research, you know, do the research on them. And I'm pretty sure you'll find a way. I'm pretty sure that they're gonna make it available to captivate on their product and services. Okay. So yeah, do that. Sponsored content on their platforms, content features and things of that nature so that it will give you that valuable exposure and generate interest in your music. Next, email marketing. That's another powerful tool in your arsenal. Building an email list of fans and supporters who are genuinely interested in your music will allow you to establish a direct line of communication by investing in tools like Constant Contact. You can try that free if you go through divinejams.com. You will see many ways that you can connect with us or shoot us an email and we'll send the link if it's not visible anywhere on the website. I do know that it is in our free music marketing guide. So if you go to divinejams.com and go down to the footer, you will see where it has a free music marketing guide, which I recommend people to get because it got tons of resources and information that, again, you know, is just out there for you to get. But it is on that PDF if you download that free music marketing guide. But yeah, it allows you to send regular updates, exclusive content. If you're trying to send music to the radio stations, yeah, you might want to use this because then you can use professional templates, right, and create radio releases that look more, let's just say, presentable for their intake so that they take you more serious. But you definitely want to do it that way because it looks so much better and they will take you so much more serious. And, you know, promotional offers to your subscribers, too. You can send them information, fostering a strong connection with the fan base. Let's talk about the music streaming platforms. That's another one. In today's digital age, it's crucial to make your music available on these popular streaming platforms. Obviously, like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. I think you all know that. And by now, I think you all know that because your music is on those platforms does not mean that it's going to market itself. You still have to do the marketing. Some of these platforms do have the tools, and they may have certain tools that will allow you to do things yourself. Needless to say, you still want to know exactly the right way to do it and having a game plan, etc. But you're definitely going to want to take time and, you know, invest in a marketing plan for getting your music known and out there in a way that's cost effective. So But by investing in the music distribution services, you can ensure that your songs at least will be on the global platforms and they will collect those specific income for you. Additionally, consider investing in playlisting. Those are pretty good. I do want you to be careful when it comes to playlists because not everybody are, let's just say, doing ethical things that they should be doing when it comes to playlists. What do I mean? Some of these, you know, playlists might have bots. And if that's the case, it's a good idea for you to get away from that. You have to do more research on that. I'm not naming anything or anyone. But you certainly are going to want to investigate on where you're putting your music on and these playlists. It may look good to get these, you know, thousands of streams or whatever, but at the end of the day, you might get your platform shut down because if they can, you know, figure out that these things are not by the rules, then you can lose your account, and that's not good. Next, content creation. Another important aspect of your marketing strategy. Visual content, such as high quality music videos, lyric videos, and behind the scenes footage, helps you captivate your audience and create shareable material. These forms of content can be shared on your social media platforms, all right, attracting new fans and building a strong online presence. I can't speak, you know, more than what that says. I mean, because your visual content is just about really is a major aspect of your promotion and hence will be probably a leading factor of why you receive such engagement back from fans and followers, because they see things as opposed to just reading and hearing. So with that extra sense of seeing visuals, it's always going to be your number one promotional tool. So anytime you can do some visuals with either something on there that represents you or a story based line with you in it, you certainly want to focus in that area of videos. Okay. And I don't know, from what I've been hearing, I don't think the cost of video marketing or video music videos are expensive as it used to be back in the day. Now it's a little more, you know, cost effective and a little more reasonable to get it done. And with the AI in these days, who knows, man? I mean, it probably can be done in just a matter of minutes. So be on the lookout for those tools. So be careful again, though, because you do want to be authentic and you do want to still be, you know, that individual where that everything in the video is really about you and truly is a representation of you. So be careful with those AI deals. You know what I mean? It's nice for certain things, but if it takes away the overall viewpoint of you as an artist, I would probably veer away from that. It's also crucial to invest in your online presence through your website development and SEO. Your website serves as a central hub for your music, your biography, upcoming shows, and merchandise. If you allocate a portion of your budget to enhance your website user-friendliness, the visual appeal, and search engine optimization, then you can increase your visibility and make it easier for fans to find you and engage with your music. I've said this plenty of time, and that's also in the free music marketing guide, information about website development. I know that sometimes when you get a distributor, and they have your music and they're putting it in stores, they also give you like a web page, you know, a website to list all your information. Those are good. Don't get me wrong. Those are great. Use that to your best benefit. But here's the deal. If you only rely on those websites, and those web pages, at the end of the day, a few things are going to happen. You're not going to stay with them forever. right? You're not going to be with them forever. And when that time comes that you don't be with them and you have to leave them, all your data and information is going to be gone with it. So you need your own website, your own domain name, right? You need to have that so that you can have something branded in your name with your URL address in it to give that more authentic home that you want to present for you and your brand. So I would certainly invest in having your own website. If you go to, again, the free music marketing guide, we'll give you some information. We'll tell you which, you know, services we believe is the best bang for your buck, which we use, and give you more control over how you want to present yourself and how you want to creatively design your brand. Okay. So it's crucial to invest in online presence with your website development and SEO. Again, if you allocate a portion of that budget, it will enhance your user friendliness and, you know, just give you an extra comfort to know that at the end of the day, the promoters, radio programmers, everybody that want to learn more about you can go to this one hub, this one source, and find everything we need so that we can make the decision of either promoting you or doing whatever we do in our each own specialist job. Okay. Next, consider reaching out to the gospel music blogs, online publications, or music review websites for your sponsor content opportunities. Okay. Getting your music reviewed, featured, and interviewed can generate buzz and drive traffic to the social media profiles and streaming platforms, expanding your reach. Yeah, definitely. We can complement that because, you know, one thing about it, I tell artists that, it's one thing getting your music out there and on wax, as we call it, you know, on streams, etc. But the songs cannot tell everything that many of us want to know when it comes to listening to a song. And they can only do so much within the 3 minutes, 30 seconds, etc. that the song. And then it's not going to literally cover everything behind the music and behind, the song. And oftentimes, especially promoters, they want to know the gist. What is, you know, this song all about? What is it? What did this, masterpiece how did it lead you to come up with this? Who's involved with this, right? So those publications, those blogs, those reviews, those are your opportunity. Particularly another good thing to think about this is if you're doing crossover music, right? So you have a crossover song, and let's say it's in the R&B platform area, right? And or it's in the hip hop. Let's just say if it's in mainstream hip hop, or even pop for that matter, you know, top 40 or whatever. Okay, so they hear the song and they're jamming off of it. They love it. It's great. And it don't necessarily give them the concept or idea that it's written or created by a gospel or a Christian written artist or a singer. Those are the opportunity. Now you can get into that song with your blogs and publication and go behind the song. And that's how you can let people know your true essence and your true faith behind the song, as opposed to just letting them just guess, you know, they might just think you're just another, you know, secular artist and et cetera. But when they find out that, wow, this is a gospel artist, well, nobody likes to name themselves gospel artists or Christian artists. I get that part. you know, you don't want to put labels on you because you want to, you know, be able to have the freedom of expressing your music in whatever category that's going to help win souls. I get that. But let's just say for the sake of us just talking together, listening, all right, just you and I listening and talking to each other. As a gospel artist, you know, you're able to convey, you know, the message that, yeah, the song was actually about my faith. It was actually about the love that God put me and my wife or me and my husband together. And, you know, that's when you get to shine the light of God, right? That's when you get to break down about that song that's jamming and doing well over there in the secular energy, which mean that, wow, people can actually, you know what? You know, these gospel artists are not that bad at all. They do have a life, right? They're really not all shady and just stuck in their ways and, you know, think less of us and all these good things, right? So we get to do that, right, with the publications and, you know, these blogs, you get to open up a little bit in the interviews. All right, I'm not going to dwell on that any longer. I think you guys get it. But lastly, I wanted to save this last strategy because I think it's so important that those things that I mentioned early on, the different strategies, is definitely something that you're going to want to do before you do this strategy. And this is just here at Divine Jams, when we work with artists, we want to make sure all those previous elements are taken care of, because we know at the end of the day, this strategy right here is going to depend on what has been done with the artist in those previous strategies. And that is strategically allocating resources to various digital marketing channels, such as the social media advertising I spoke about, influencer collaborations, email marketing, streaming platforms, content creation, website development, SEO, and the sponsored blog posts gospel and Christian music artists can achieve, then positive metrics, right? You got those metrics working well for you, hopefully. Anyway, that's the hopes, but that's the goal, to get those metrics up in the areas on social media, etc. But it will impress then the radio programmers. Okay, radio programmers are going to, you know, the commercial FM radio stations, those in the mainstream, what they're going to be wanting to look at is, first of all, who are you? Because, you know, don't come at us with, I have a great song and I have a great, you know, beat, etc. Because here's the problem with that, is that they got dozens and tons and thousands of people that gonna have the same thing, right? Gonna have, you know, great music, great songs, and all this kind of thing. You're going to have to stand out a little more than that, right? So your metrics are going to have to speak. Those metrics that I talked about, your social media metrics, Spotify, how many streams that your song is getting, how many views are that song, you know, that you're trying to get on the radio, that song, because trust me, they are going to go to any kind of data system, chart metric or whatever, you know, wherever they want to go that they have access to. They're going to look at your metrics and they're going to look and see what that song is doing in other areas of the digital space, right? So this is why I want to focus on the other areas prior to going to radio, because radio are going to want to, you know, hear and see some things that pretty much let them know that there's a demand for this song, or at least you putting in work, right, to help them get that music exposed in other areas. They need that support. And that's how it's easier for us to get artists on the radio. Not just because we have a relationship with them, because we still got to do the work, whether we have a relationship with them or not. You know, it's not going to be one of those type of favors. Hey, guy, can I get you to, you know, spin so and so for me? No, they're going to say, well, Ray, what is this guy or this gal doing here on Digital Spaces? Did you do any marketing for them? And obviously, I'm going to say yes, because I will make sure that we do the marketing for them to get, you know, the ball rolling, get their SEO going, so that if you Google their name, they're going to be all over the place. So yeah, those are some things that you definitely want to do before you send that music or create that radio release and send it out to radio programmers. That's just us. You could do it your way. There's other things that, you know, can get you in the door for radio programmers. But this is just how we do it here. Again, there's various ways and there's various avenues and various resources that you can do. But at the end of the day, we like to build up the metrics of these artists and other digital spaces before. Now, that's not necessarily a factor that needs to be done for every radio station. In other words, you probably won't have to do that for digital radio stations. Some internet radio stations may not be concerned about that. Right. They may not. It may not make it. You know, they just want to get some great new artists. They still probably want the quality. Obviously, they want the quality of your music, but they are more lenient to give indie artists an opportunity. Right. They have more freedom to give you that opportunity than the commercial radio stations, who are limited to who they can put on the air along with the major label artists, right? They only got so much time that they're allowed. They have to get these ads in. So there's a lot of things that goes into play with them, which makes sense if you think about it, why they can only put the top of the cream, right? The best. And those with a marketing budget. That's just how it is. So if you really want to get the best chance before just shooting your music to them, put in some work in the other digital spaces first. Hence, this is why before releasing your music, get a game plan. Don't just release your music, guys. Okay? Don't release it. I know you may be anxious and some people be like, well, Ray, God told me to do it right now. Okay, great. God probably got all that set up for you. Great. Cool. But if you don't hear that God told you to release it right now, particularly when you got promoters are saying, I would recommend that you do this first. You know what I mean? Before releasing that song so that you could give yourself a better chance of making an impact and potentially even hitting Billboard. Yeah, you kind of want to slow down your road a little bit and take in a little wisdom from those who are very interested in helping you get the most out of your work. So, you know, at least listen, at the very least, listen, go back and research if this person is telling the truth in your eyes or whatnot or whatever, and then, you know, make a decision. But I certainly hope that you guys, you know, before releasing your music, either you do your own game plan or work with a marketer, work with someone who can get you the work that you need to do prior to releasing that song, because there are some pre, you know, marketing that you need to do to set up and get it all ready so that in the first week of that release, boom, releases are doing well. You got streamings booming. Everybody is, you know, hearing it. You got your ads going on, et cetera. And you have a good opportunity to chart for either top downloads or top streams, et cetera, and potentially can get on the Billboard charts, right? And there's a lot of registration information that you need to know. So when it comes to, you know, the radio. So, yeah, make sure that you guys are aware that, you know, everything that I'm talking about now is, again, this is only, I guess you could say, a piece of the iceberg. It's not everything. But I hope you found this discussion on allocating your marketing budget strategically helpful. Remember, investing in online gospel music marketing is an ongoing process, and with careful planning and execution, you can make a significant impact on your music career. So until next time, keep blessing the world with your amazing gospel music. And remember, Hosea 4:6 says, my people perish from lack of knowledge. God bless. I pray this be an inspiration.